You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to another episode of Podcast P, presented to you by Prize Picks, a Wave Sports and Entertainment original. Right now, we're here in Summer League in Las Vegas at my very own barbershop, Smooth Hair Gallery. Y'all come down to Vegas, please, please stop through my cousin Davion and get y'all right. First episode, we have a very, very special guest. Looking forward to this. The young talent, up and coming, one of the young stars. Who's going to be, you know, one of my favorite players to watch and compete against. The number two pick from the Charlotte Hornets in the 2023 draft, we got Brandon Miller, y'all. Shout out the kid, man.
Come on. Got the youngster number two pick getting the
building.
Come on, man.
We appreciate you.
Shoot, that means I should ask him the first question since we in your barbershop.
Go ahead, get it right.
I'm going to ask him the first question since we in the barbershop. Now you all up in the league and they yaper. Shoot, I want to know before you got in the league, what's the most expensive you paid, the most expensive you paid for a haircut?
Most expensive I paid for a cut? I don't know. I usually let my mom handle the, you know, payments with the haircut fees.
Call your mom on the phone right now and ask her.
Mom's here. Mom's is here.
Where mom at? Mama, come on, how much, Mama? $50.
Oh, there you go.
That's what's up.
That's more in your range, huh?
That's way more in my range. I like that, Mama. $50.
See, so
I
he give me shit. $200 is, I mean, once you're now in the league, crazy. The bar. Hey, I'm not gonna lie. Barbie's gonna look at you crazy. You give him $50, bro. Like, what's this?
My bad.
I'm just saying.
Get my back, man.
We gonna follow. He probably gonna have braids by the end of the season. Cause that $50.
He's trying to say that the barber's gonna charge you about $300 for your haircut.
They charging, bro. They taxing. Barbers is taxing these days.
Nah, man. They gotta stop that.
Figure out how to cut my own hair.
There you go.
Don't do that. Cause you'll be like him. And he didn't do good when he did that.
I didn't do good when I went to college. I couldn't pay for a haircut. So. True story. My mom bought me my very own first clippers, my edgers, trimmers. She bought me all of that, right? I'm like, all right, cool. I work on how to cut my own stuff. First cut, bro, my line was like way over here, other line way over here. And, you know, at the time, it's the mirrors that you got to, you know, get the angles, open this side, see the other side. So it didn't go so well. It didn't go so well. So, you know. If you do it, make sure you do it right. Watch that YouTube. Yeah, watch some YouTube.
That's why you gotta practice. You're not supposed to just.
I had to right dive in. Right in. I didn't know where to go.
Wait till you see the picture. They gonna post it on the screen. It's terrible.
It was nasty.
It's terrible. He had a hairline. You see, show him your hair, P. Okay, you see his hairline? In this picture, do something. His hairline started right here, okay. Literally, right there, and it was the worst. It's like they put Beijing on the other part of his head. I'm just being honest with
it
you.
It was bitch. Bad.
It was bad.
I'm gonna let you have that one. That's the one time I'm gonna let you touch my forehead.
Yeah. This whole conversation is bringing out a lot of insecurities for me. I don't even think I've been to a barbershop in like at least like 5 or 6 years or so. But P, why don't you give him some advice? You know, he's league now. He's gonna be in Charlotte. What's the best plan of attack to, you know, get the right barber in that city?
It's trial and error, honestly. It takes a couple barbers to go through to be like, oh, okay, this he gets like how to cut my hair. I went through a couple barbers. Shout out Devin the Hair Tech. Shout out Martell in Indiana. Those were my two barbers. Shout out Blue, who was my first barber there. It takes it's a little trial and error. Like, you're gonna meet some barber, maybe he talk too much. Like, I don't got the time for that. Maybe a barber, he just cut slow. I don't got the time. But then you'll come across a barber who just know how to cut you right, get you in, get you out. And that's when you know, like, all right, that's my guy. That's my guy right there.
I had a few barbers hit me on Instagram, but you know, I don't want to trust that.
Yeah. Well, you came to the right spot.
Yeah. I had my haircut like before I played Victor. I was in the chair. I was scared. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Let him talk to your mom. Let her pick the Instagram barber.
Oh, actually, $100.
$100.
There you go.
You can do that.
Is that doable?
He can do that.
Okay.
He can do that.
Okay.
He can do that. He can definitely do that. That's a good one, though. He can
just
do
don't let the wrong person cut you.
Okay, bro. Chill.
But anyway,
it's a long story about how I lost my hair. But
anyways,
we'll move on from the hair thing. Look, the NBA season is done, but that doesn't mean that Prize Picks is. Jackie, what's the next sport that's making you some money?
Come on, man. You know it's baseball, baby. And I'm up big thanks to my boys Ohtani and Tatis who helping me cash in this season. But wait, I'm talking too much. Dallas, let the people know what Prize Picks is.
Prize Picks is a daily fantasy app. You pick 2 to 6 players like the video on your screen, then pick if they will have more or less than their Prize Picks projection. Remember, you aren't competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available.
Look, I know how much I won, but let the people know at Prize Picks how much they can win, man.
So you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. And on top of that, all first-time users that deposit and use our promo code PODCASTP will receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100.
That means if we deposit $20, Prize Picks will give you $20. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. Dallas, say it for me.
Cha-ching!
I know you're a little tired because you just had a game today. But, man, listen, man. Do you know where you at right now?
I'm in a barbershop.
You're in a barbershop. Man, you on a podcast right now with your favorite player, your GOAT, who you say. I mean, dude, like right now, honestly, how do you feel being on a podcast right now with your favorite player that you look up to, man?
It's exciting, you know, just him being in the presence. Try not to be too much of a fan, you know, ask for a picture, but, you know, you can get that after
the podcast.
No, we're
going to flick it up. Don't worry, we're going to flick it up.
But, no, it's definitely a great moment. Been looking up to him for a long time, just, you know, studying his game, stealing his moves, just putting my own twist to him. And now that I'm, you know, up here with him, now I get to compete against him. I think that's an even better experience.
So you coming up with a podcast next?
Whoa. I just be on his, you know.
Baby steps, man. Let him get his feet wet.
Let him breathe.
But, you know, he love you.
No, I mean, I look, you know, and appreciate you, bro. You know, at this point in my career, I look forward to the mentorship, and I look forward to helping the next generation. Kobe was, you know, somebody I looked up to and idolized. And at the end of his career, the beginning stages of my career of being a household name is when I really got to know him on a personal level. You know, he took me under his wing. He taught me a ton of stuff, you know, was really a teacher, you know, even competing against him, you know, throughout games, he's telling me stuff. Off season, he's telling me stuff. When he retired and I'm still playing, he was telling me stuff. So, you know, use me as much as you want. Before this is done and you leave, we'll exchange contacts. But use me as a resource, bro. That's what I'm here for. I want to, you know, help you in every step that you need, if you need. You know, I just make that journey a lot smoother and easier for you. So you don't gotta look at this as I'm a fan of you. Like I'm normal and you know, humble and, you know, same as you.
Did you hear what he just said? How he hit Kobe up and Kobe hit him back? No, he just told you a story. I'm just being honest right now. If this is your favorite player, if this is your GOAT, and he's talking to you right now and saying, don't be afraid, like when he gives you his phone number, if you got to ask him what shirt I should wear today, I'm just being honest. Don't be afraid to call that man, because what he just told you, he's very humble. He's nice. He's here to teach and learn. He's not going to play basketball forever. You're the future. You're new. So when you get a person like this that gives you this opportunity, is here. You don't know anything can happen tomorrow. I'm just being honest.
God damn.
No, when I say anything happen tomorrow, anything can happen. Just it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're right.
What I'm saying is get the man's number. Stay in contact. Call him anytime. We do. We get on his nerves after time. But get on his nerves, man. I'm being honest. Don't be afraid. Because he's a good dude, and he's always willing to give knowledge, especially on the game of basketball. So use that opportunity like it's your last, man. Like, for real.
Of course.
That was so heartfelt.
Well, thank you, Uncle Jackie. Jeez Louise, bro.
I try to do it when I can.
Brandon, I want to know, was there like a specific moment or play in P's career that made you a fan? Or like, what kind of brought you to become a fan of P?
Indiana Pacers, Paul George was definitely a great year, especially dunking on Birdman.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's favorite highlight of yours, for sure. Still waiting to get a contact dunk like that, but you know, it's coming.
You'll get one.
It's coming.
Who do you want to catch? Like, who? I seen some of the rookie guys put Brian on that list.
Be careful. I mean, that's kind of a setup question. Hey, you always call me out. I got
it. Hey, don't look. You try me. I'm going to go get it. You looking at me.
I'll try anybody, though. So, I mean, if you under there, somebody going to get dunked on.
I feel it.
I think the main person, probably Bron.
Bron.
I'm going to catch Bron slipping.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to catch him off like a putback, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's lurking down there, not okay, really paying attention.
I was able to catch Bron, I think, on two. I got two posters on Bron.
You got one?
I got one.
Put that in the house.
Did you post it?
Nah, it's not like a crazy poster. But it was like Bron was in there. One of them was a left hand. Bron tried to go get it a little bit. It was like that. Damn, I didn't know you could do that with the left. Flush. And then one, I hit him with a little right left. Got to the lane, two hand.
Had he dunked on you?
He probably have.
Yeah.
But sure. We don't remember those days.
I probably do.
Pete, talk a little bit about, you know, you see Brandon saying what he said, and then Carmelo's son, Kyan, I believe is his name. Is that his name? Kyan, and so what is it like seeing the younger generation kind of looking up to you and kind of wanting to emulate your play style? What is that like?
It's amazing. It's humbling. It's an honor to be, you know, someone that young generation look up to. But for me, it's all for me just paying homage to Kobe, what Kobe was for me, my influence. And then from there, it was just putting my touch on everything that I was able to do. But, you know, I feel like I've just been relatable. And as the game is growing, kids are getting more athletic. Kids are being able to do the things that guards are being able to do. Look at yourself, Jason Tatum, like big wings that can handle, can create, be the number one option, defend, make plays. That's ultimately what I wanted my legacy to be when I'm retired is, you know, P played his hardest on both ends and was special on both ends. And, you know, I want the next generation to be able to see, like, oh, okay, I can handle at 6'9". Like, I can be a deadly shooter at 6'9". I can get to smaller, tight spaces at 6'9". It's okay to defend at a high level. It's okay to, you know, get embarrassed on defense by a gifted offensive player. Like, that's natural. That comes with the game. That's how I viewed it from Kobe. So, you know, my legacy is just – for the big wings to be able to do everything on the floor, you know, and be very impactful. I never like thought that like, oh, I got to be a scorer this night to be effective, or I got to be a defender tonight to be effective. It was literally do whatever I could on the floor and whatever my team needed me to do. That's what I was going to do. So, you know, it's an honor. It's an honor to be in that category as GOATs for some of the young guys.
I think I started that up. I said, PG's the GOAT.
Set the trend.
Yeah, you set the trend.
I think I set the trend with that one.
And you messaged me about it, like, damn, they on my head.
They on my head.
I don't, because the media, man, and I told you this, like, don't let that affect, like, who you are and let that shape your opinions. And, like, if that's how you feel, granted, it could be anybody that you thought was your GOAT. Like, if that's how you feel, don't let the media shape your ideal and your viewpoints, and like the media is gonna be nasty in certain times in your career, and you gotta, you know, you gotta be able to accept that, like, hey, I'm comfortable with who I am, you know what I mean? So like in that certain situation, you know, I just wanted to give you that input, like, bro, forget what they're talking about, like, you know, there's people that have been better than me, of course, players have been better than me, there's a long list of guys that's better than me. But, you know, it's about who influenced you and who made that impact on you.
Yep.
And that's ultimately, you know, you got to be comfortable with who you are. So, shout out to you on that, man.
Of course, man. Of course.
I feel like you really like my little bro, dog. I'm getting that little bro energy. I love it. I love it.
He just laid back. I love it too.
Chip, man.
So,
get ready for the greatest roast of all time: the roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oh, you know, Jackie talked about it. You just got done playing in your second game in Las Vegas. You got the debut against Victor Wembanyama. And I saw y'all talking a little bit throughout the game. You was mic'd up. How was that experience going out there against Victor?
A lot of fun. He's definitely legit 7'6".
He big as fuck, huh?
Yeah, he legit 7'6". But no, it was fun just seeing him step up to a challenge and guard me full court.
Yeah.
I think that shows a lot of heart of who he is.
Right.
He's definitely going to have a great career in the league. And I think he's just a great player off the court, just willing to learn just off anything, just small things.
Like, how do you define it? Like, when you was matched up with him, was you like, oh, okay, I'm playing against a big forward? Or am I like, this is like, I'm matched up against a skilled center? Like, I don't know what.
I don't, because every ball screen, they kept switching with big men. So
right.
I'm like, I couldn't really explain what this is.
Right.
I think it's big to big switch. But Victor's, of course, not a big.
Right.
It's like a animal.
Nah,
it ain't no position for him.
Right. He's a unicorn.
Yeah, so it was
scary
weird.
Times for the future of the league, man. Because you're gonna have to go against like the Chet Holmgrens, the now Victor, the Bobos, the Kristaps Porzingis, like these extra tall guys now. You know, the league is changed. I mean, back in when I played, you know, the big guy was the center, and you only see him at the rim. Now they switching out on you. You getting that length at the three-point line now opposed to getting it at the rim. So the league is definitely changing. Talk to me a little bit on that.
I mean, it's definitely changed, you know, just because the bigs was always, you know, at the rim. I feel like in my generation, it's kind of different as far as just because, you know, you got stretch fours, stretch fives, you know, the bigs can pop and shoot threes now. And also defend well as far as smaller guards. So it's kind of like a mind game. It's just all a learning experience once you, you know, get that switch with a big that can defend.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. One thing we all face as people, no matter who you are and what you do, is stress. And it can be a struggle to deal with sometimes. Yo, fellas, what kinds of things do you guys do to keep your mind right and to stay, you know, sane in your day-to-day?
Meditation, meditation, meditation.
I dig that from you, P.
That helps big time. We just getting my mental prepared, getting my mental right. Carries me through the day.
Yeah, and for me, it's just to get a little bit of exercise and some sunlight. I think it's easy since COVID to stay in your room, stay in the house. So just getting out and moving and get your blood flowing, I think, has been helping me a lot.
So what can you both tell me and tell people out there your experience through your therapy?
Therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding, because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk things through.
It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It helps you become the best version of yourself.
Was it hard for you guys to find a therapist?
No, I just had a couple friends that had went and got a referral.
What about you, P?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedules.
Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/podcastP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/podcastP.
Jackie, you're a big sports fan. How crazy do you get with your fandom? Do you paint your face before a game?
Come on, P. You know I'm wild at the games, man. But I still ain't painting my face yet because I don't think that's cool and stuff. But you know I do go crazy at the games, yelling and doing all that crazy stuff, jumping up and down. You know I am at the games, man.
Yeah, Jackie gets a little wild at the Clipper games and honestly a little too wild when we're sitting courtside. But I know I'm always going to be seeing him wearing a jersey.
Because, man,
I love my jerseys. I do. I love my basketball jersey, my football jersey, my soccer jersey. It just don't stop. I look, at this point, I might have too many jerseys. I think, you know what? I need to get more.
Well, if you like jerseys like my guy right here, have you heard about Klarna? It's the new smart way to pay when you shop online for tickets and merch from your favorite teams and more. Now when you make a purchase at any of your favorite stores, either online or in store, you can spread the cost into four smaller payments without interest or fees.
Just look for the pink Klarna badge at checkout or download the Klarna app to shop and spread the cost today.
Klarna, shop smarter, ball harder. California resident loans made or arranged are pursuant to a California financing law license.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so you're a couple games in right now. And I want to ask you, like, what's the biggest adjustment or what has been the biggest learning curve for you so far playing in these NBA games now?
I'm just learning the new, like, small things, just rules. I didn't know that, you know, you had a certain amount of people on the free throw line when, you know, the opposite team shoot free throws. I think I got away. Listen, might get a rebound off a free throw the first game. So, coaches on me about that one. So, yeah. It's just small things. I think everything else as far as skill would just come. Just working every day, just perfecting my craft.
Mm-hmm. Do you notice that? Because I noticed it right away. It's a different game. I felt like from college to the NBA, the floor, it was just so much more space. Like you
definitely with you that, that with that defensive 3 seconds.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of, I wouldn't say easier to score, but you don't have that center presence down there to, you know, just to
right.
get a quick dump off. I think you can drive straight to the rim and have nobody at the rim and right. you know, dunk it every day. So I think it's just small adjustments really what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yet, I would say yet. Because as you grow, that center going to be waiting for your ass.
Yeah, we're going to see what happens.
Yeah, I'm
too.
Low, man. I'm waiting for you to drive. Go ahead.
See what happens.
And then that'll be your first body
yeah,
right
there. There it is, right there.
Let's quickly rewind back to draft. I know it was a toss-up between you and Scoot at that number two and number three. Going into that draft night, though, did you know for sure you were going second to Charlotte?
I didn't. They called me up there for a second workout. I feel like I did better on my second workout than the first workout, which kind of sealed the deal. Mm-hmm. But me just going in and draft, not knowing anything, I was just kind of – set on just top five, not really knowing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I got the call and was still on the phone as my name was called. So I was standing up with the phone in my hand, just hugging everybody. I think that's probably the best moment of my life.
Yeah.
Just a lot of emotions and, you know, feelings
right.
let out.
Right.
Just to, you know, you work for something your whole life, and now you're here. I just think it's you just got to work even more just to be better.
Mm-hmm. Did you get yourself like you know, newly fresh? I'm in the league, number two pick. Like, did you? What was the reward? Did you get a reward? You reward yourself yet?
What do you
get,
there.
Boss?
What do you get? Yeah. I don't know about
the truth comes
what
out.
What do you get?
I got a nice. I drive a nice car.
Okay.
Dodge Hellcat.
Okay.
I'll just give you that one.
We like no. that. We
but
like
no, that. I treated myself with a Lamborghini Urus.
Hey, there we go.
Truck. Big time.
It's getting, there we it's go. Getting wrapped right now. So.
Okay.
Haven't drove it yet.
I ain't gonna lie. My first purchase, I had two. I had got the Escalade.
My bad.
Yeah.
I got that new one.
I had the Escalade. You know the truck, the Escalade. What was the? I forget the truck version of them. But
the
I got that.
I thought it was just Escalade.
Yeah, Escalade truck.
Escalade truck.
No, but it was it's the one that had the like the little bed in the back. EXT, the Escalade EXT. I had just got those. Those was high. That was a little ahead of your time. You probably ain't even seen one of those.
Nothing about
they don't
that.
Even make those no more.
Oh, but no, I probably have. I'm a car guy.
Oh, okay. What's your the EXT?
Don't act like you don't know what he's doing, boy. A car guy.
26 is on them, black on black. I thought I was doing it. You remember that?
In an Escalade.
I'm not sure I remember that one. Yeah,
I had that Escalade. That was my first purchase. And then I bought this big dummy-ass watch. Like, big diamond out. You know, I wanted to be a rapper. Hell
no. He didn't even know that. What was the brand?
I don't even know.
Yeah, he just bought it.
It looked good.
So, that looks nice.
The brand was good.
Hey, B, is you a trash talker?
It depends. If you start with me, I'm going to finish it.
Okay. So the reason I'm asking you this, because pre-draft.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You did some big trash talking to the GOAT.
He started.
Michael Jordan.
He started it.
I said him talking trash to Michael Jordan, this gonna be a boost or something, I think. Because Michael Jordan liked people that talk trash.
Right.
Do you think by you talking trash to MJ was a help to get you the number two pick?
I think it kind of showed him another side of me, most definitely, because if you talk trash, I'd probably look at you like you crazy. But
yeah.
But I think me responding to him, I don't think he thought I was going to say anything to him just because, you know, he is Michael Jordan.
Right.
But, you know, I did see him airball that free throw, so that's one thing I have above him.
I love that.
Is there any other back – is there, like – because I feel like the banter felt like it was so comfortable – and for me, it's MJ. Like, damn, I can't go at MJ like that. The banter just seems so comfortable. Like, is there any backstory, any history y'all have?
No,
okay. It just felt so comfortable. I'm like, damn, he's swagging over there.
He was in there. Yeah. He was in there when I was working out. I mean, I noticed him over there, but I mean,
yeah,
I got to get a job. You know,
right.
I don't really know who that guy is, but off the court, after the workout, I'm like, oh, what's going on, MJ? No, nice to meet you. Take a picture. No, I was a fan, you know.
Okay.
But while I'm in between the lines, I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is. I like you.
I love you.
Any other experiences like meeting MJ?
That was my first time meeting him.
Shout out the GOAT, the Black Cat.
One of my favorite point guards in the league. They said he called you right when you got drafted, LaMelo Ball. I need to hear about that. Please tell me what my boy said to you.
He was texting me the whole draft, you know, the whole night. Just tell me you're a Hornet. I'm like, yeah, we're going to see, you know, because, you know, talk is scooting me. So, but I think, you know, after the draft, I went, you know, to the back, called him. He was just laughing, you know, just telling me, just really welcoming. I think that's why I kind of chose Alabama, because they're real welcoming early. Mm-hmm. It's like another place away from home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I kind of look for is just, you know, building bonds with new people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, eventually, you know, keeping the bond and making it stronger.
Have you guys worked out together yet?
We haven't.
You haven't?
Nah.
He haven't been to none of the practices or nothing?
He's there. But okay. He's not practicing with us. He's not practicing with us.
You'll be on the court with him soon.
That workout going to come soon.
Yeah, it's going to come soon.
Get that workout. I mean, I'm happy for that. No, that's a scary duo. You, LaMelo. Who you most looking forward to playing with? Is it LaMelo?
Definitely Melo. Just because, you know, he has the high IQ, great point guard, his passing ability, and, you know, my shot making. I think that can, you know, go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely Melo.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, he's a big LaMelo fan right here.
I can't say their last name too much because of. They would say something, but I love all of them.
all the balls.
Yo.
You want a good team?
I'm gonna leave it at that, Brandon.
So, Brandon, you're on record saying that you want to win a title ASAP with the Hornets. But what's like an early, maybe individual career goal that you have? Maybe a specific stat, maybe if it's rookie of the year. Do you have any kind of other goals, you know, earlier?
I don't. I haven't really set any, you know, personal goals for myself, you know, coming into this league. But I think my end goal is just, you know, to build a career in the league. So 10 plus years, just not, you know, one of those, you know, just get drafted and just say, oh, I made it. I want to say I made it and I have a career in the league.
Mm-hmm. Longevity. That's what it's about, man. Longevity. Everybody's career goes separate routes. You know, as you see in your draft, some guys will, you know, play above where they're drafted and some guys will play below where they was drafted. That was one thing that always pushed me. Different situation. I went 10th. You went second, obviously. So, you know, it's, I always, like in my draft class, I always rooted for the guys ahead of me. And I always rooted for the guys in my class. As much as I wanted to bust their ass whenever we matched up, it's a brotherhood that, you know, you always going to be attached and linked to those guys. So, you know, just when y'all competing, push each other, you know. But I would make sure you do set goals. It's very important for you to set goals early on that you can start to pick away at. For me, that's how I always got better. Rookie year, I wasn't playing. All right, bet. I got to be a defender. That was my early goal, be the best defender on this team. Started playing, didn't get opportunity to showcase what I could do with the ball. Bet next summer, going to be a ball handler, going to be a knockdown shooter. Third year, ready to be an all-star. That was my goal, all-star. Ended up being an all-star. So it was little stuff that I started to put on, you know, and I still do it to this day. The league is long, and it's very easy to lose sight of where you're at, because it's 82. It's you're not playing 35 or 28 games no more. Like, you're playing triple the games now, and you're traveling twice as far now. So it's very easy for you to get strung out sometimes, get stressed sometimes, get fatigued sometimes. Setting those little goals kind of help you, remind you to stay where you're at and keep persevering to where you're trying to get to. So that's my little tidbit on that.
And just to touch on that, the other day me and P were, I think we were talking with our buddy Reggie Jackson, but when he talked about the longevity, in your draft class, I think, didn't you, he's like one of the only players left in his draft class.
Me and his teammate, actually. You don't even know who. Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
We are the last Mohicans.
That's what you were, like, I was trying to think what you were saying, the Mohicans.
Gordon Hayward.
And that shit makes you feel old. Like, think about it. One of the, like, my guy, shout out Wes Johnson. He's our player development. And he was in my draft.
He was in your
That's
draft.
That's sick. Like, bro, no. Like,
and John, hopefully John get another shot. I know he's holding some workouts.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out John Wall. Hopefully he gets another opportunity. But, yeah, me and Gordon
Jay
are.
Jay Wilson.
Me and Gordon are the last ones.
So before we wrap, it's time for another edition of our Starting Five. And finally, we got a segment sponsor. We're presented by Klarna, the new smart way to pay when you shop online for tickets, merch from your favorite teams, and more. But for this Starting Five, Brandon, we're going to have you guys pick teams based on your specific draft classes. So 2010 versus 2023, and you're going to make a Starting Five. So we're going to let you take the first pick. Who do you have at point guard?
I'll go Scoop.
Scoop?
Scoop Henderson.
Scoot at the one?
Yeah.
Okay. That's your guy? I'm going to go J-Dub. I'm going to go John Wall.
I'm not going to try it.
Yeah, don't.
I was thinking about it for a little
Hat
bit. Then I
just do it, Dallas.
Just do
it.
Nope.
Just do it.
Who do you have as a two?
Crooked.
Two? I pray good, man. I bet you don't know the difference.
Nope. One got braids and one got
No. Thompson twins. No. A man is the one, the poofier hair.
The poofier hair. Yeah. Got you. So he been growing hairs the longest. Hey.
Good job. All right.
That was my two, my second pick.
Yeah, go.
I'm gonna go Born Ready. I'm gonna go Lance Stevenson as my two.
Mm.
Obvious reasons.
What are those reasons?
Hey, a bucket.
Yeah,
understand.
You got a name, Born Ready.
Understand.
You nice.
My three? Probably be Mill.
There you go.
Okay.
Who you got, Pete?
You know who my third is.
Nah. Who?
Your boy.
I take it.
No, for man. Obvious reasons.
Come on.
Okay. So now we're at the four.
Four.
That's where it gets interesting.
Four. I got Vic.
Who?
Victor.
Who you got for that?
Who you got for that? Because that's cold.
Who do I got for the four?
Mm-mm.
You know what? He plays the four now. I'm gonna go G. I'm gonna go Gordon. I'm gonna go Gordon Hayward.
That's a good one.
I'm gonna go GH.
I'll give you that.
We small ball.
Five. Only know one. It's my guy Derek Lively.
It's my guy. Oh, you already know who I'm going with the five. No. DeMarcus. Because he's my five. He's my five.
I get DC that.
Yeah. Problem.
Big problem solver.
We switching to four and a five.
Okay.
I like both squads. But the show not done yet. You know why? You going to get the last question today, Brandon. You know why? Because I need you, since it's your first time meeting your favorite player. Is there anything related to basketball that you want to ask this man? Come on, man. Take your time.
Yeah, you got the last question on the show.
It's on you.
We put you on the spot.
About basketball or anything?
Anything you want.
All right. I guess my question would be, how did you get into the podcast world?
How did I get in the podcast space?
Good question.
Great question. So it started, the idea came from us being in the pandemic, not being able to, you know, do anything. Or see anybody, or, you know, no physical contact of, you know, seeing your homies and all of that. And so we're big gamers. We on the game probably every day. Sound like you're a gamer. Look like you're a gamer.
Yeah. Depends what game you're playing.
PS5.
We on the COD. We on Madden.
And PS3. I just got another PS5.
Yeah, balling.
Oh, here we go.
Two PS5. Two games.
How many you got?
One room.
How many I got?
You got two? PS5 in every room.
There you go. Look at
it. I only got two rooms.
Oh, okay. He got two PlayStations.
Come on. Ask Pete how many PS5s he has.
Wait. Let me keep
this.
Let me keep this. I'm sponsored by PlayStation, so that's...
Bragging. Go ahead. You bragging.
So, you know, we're big gamers, and that was the way we kept in touch. Socially was through the game, being in party chats and all of that. So we started streaming, started seeing the views on that, started to see the activity, the engagement by fans. And then that just brought me to the idea of, you know, why don't we show the world how we talk, how we hang, how we chill, let them in inside. Because, you know, I'm not a big social person. I'm not, you know, very rarely you see me out at places. Very rarely I do interviews or... You know, very rarely you hear from me. And at the time, I was, you know, tired of hearing, like, conversations that I couldn't, you know, chime in on. It was just narratives that people had of me that I didn't like. And so by starting a pod, now I can dictate and now I can have control of how I want people to view me as and see the authentic version of myself. So that's really how the idea came about. Shout out our guys, Wave Sports and Entertainment. Shout out TD, shout out EJ, the whole staff. All of y'all made this possible for us. Damn, I'm getting choked up. Shit. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, shout out to them. They made it happen. They reached out to get this opportunity available for us, and we jumped on it. And here we are, episode 20, 21, 20-ish. And you know, now, you know, we've got a future, hopefully all-star Hall of Famer in our presence here. So that's how the pod started for us.
That's your last question? So you got another one. Come on.
I do want to say this, give a little knowledge for you. Use your platform, to, you know, better your career, man. It's so much money out there, so many opportunities out there. Don't be limited to certain things just because you're uncomfortable with it. Like, it's okay to step out of your boundaries. I was uncomfortable to start out with this podcast, to be honest. I was very uncomfortable. I'm not good with socially being around big crowds. I'm an introverted person. And so it was me just coming out of my comfort zone and you know, trying something new. And honestly, facing the fear, you know, people think, oh, you speak well, you do great in front of crowds. I'm always nervous, super nervous about those situations. So this was kind of stepping out of my shell a little bit. And here we are. This is being a business. This is being a business for us now. And we're building this off the ground. So while you have the platform, man, use it and try to be a bigger star off the court than you are on the court.
Yep.
I like what you said, P.
You like that one?
I like it.
Is that it?
That's it. You got you show?
Yeah, that's my last question.
The rest of the question, you call him now. You better get his phone number. He give out his social security number too.
Everything, whatever you need, big dog. Hey, that's a wrap. We appreciate you, B. Miller, for coming through, man. Course, we appreciate your presence. Good luck. Stay healthy during the summer league. We'll tap in. We'll be locked in. Everybody, y'all tune in to Brandon Miller. Thanks again, my brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you to Brandon Miller family. Appreciate y'all.
Mama on the $50. I need a cut, mama.
It's a wrap.